Hot Case for a Monday morning on Hot 102.7. And you will recall the story of the Owl Rescue Center that had a fire gut through their enclosures. And luckily, very, very luckily, there were no injuries because those owls were very close to rehabilitation and it was easy for them to just be released. But of the 12 enclosures that were in the center, they were all destroyed. And so they had to rebuild at a great, great cost. So we've got Brendan on the line from the Owl Rescue Center. Tell us how your rehabilitation and rebuilding efforts are going.
So we've been busy cleaning up. So my staff have been cleaning up the last week in Vitka. It was last week, Saturday, 2 weeks ago. And now we've got a volunteer day on Sunday. So we're busy today getting all the materials ready. We've had quite a bit of sponsors come in. Toyota has currently sponsored 8 of our enclosures. And then the Lotto Star sponsored 1. And then we've got quite a few donations in, which will probably cover another one. So that covers 10. That covers 10 of the enclosures, so we still got to fundraise for another 2, but yeah, we won't say it. Toyota also sponsored Jojo tanks and a whole bunch of electrical cables, and yeah, so they really came to the party. And then yeah, lots of people. You guys did a story about it about a week and a half
ago. That's right, yeah.
And yeah, a nice response. There are lots of small donations, medium-sized donations. So yeah, we've never had donations coming like that. So and those enclosures, you know, we thought we were looking at 22,000 to build the enclosures. And we've made them a little bigger and a lot nicer. We've designed them a lot nicer and fireproof and that. But yeah, when you start buying them, you realize that 22,000 doesn't get you anything. And yeah, those enclosures come up to 40,000, 45,000, you know. But they're nice enclosures, though. So we're building them way bigger, way nicer, way higher, way more suitable, yeah.
Credit to you and the Owl Rescue Center, the whole team as well, Brennan, for averting what could have been absolutely catastrophic, alerting of the fire, those staff immediately opening those enclosures, releasing the owls. And thank goodness, from a humanitarian point of view as well, that there were no injuries and those owls had already completed their rehab and were almost ready for their final release into the wild. How many owls, were involved in the whole incident?
We had 77 owls in those release enclosures at that time, yeah. And fortunately, you know, Saturday afternoon, so you don't have lots of staff. We were on a baboon rescue up in Zanin.
Sure.
So we just had a couple of staff here, and then there's got this big fire coming through. It was a huge fire. The video is unbelievable. And fortunately, we are on a neighborhood WhatsApp group. And we called for help, and we had within 20 minutes, there must have been 50 people here, you know, with our water bowsers and front-end loaders to come and put the fire. So we were lucky because, the release enclosures, we were able, my staff were able to cut them open and release all the owls out. Mm-hmm. And all those owls are still, yeah, they're all pretty much accounted for because they still come back to the enclosure. Even though the enclosure is not really there, they still come sit in the trees in the enclosure. We were fortunate that it didn't come to the north side of the sanctuary because that's where all our rehab enclosures are. That's where we stay. That's where our kitchens and our lodge and everything is there. And everything's just wood and thatch. This whole place is just wood and thatch. So it's like this huge flammable area. Yeah, but we were very fortunate. And yeah, thanks to everybody that assisted. Yeah. So we came out of it okay.
I always like to say that teamwork makes the dream work. And so it's lovely to see and to hear that all the people kind of mobilized quite quickly and then quite a large job ahead of you with rebuilding. Thankfully, the sponsors have come on board. But we've got one last little thing we'd like to add.
Well, as you know, Brendan, Hot Care's not only committed to our furry friends, but also to our feathered friends. And Hot Care's would like to donate one enclosure and will be donating 35,000 rand.
Wow, thank you. That's quite cool. Eh? Thank you, guys. So we're on 11 closures now. That's very cool. Who would have thought that? Yeah, when it burnt down, you know, my wife and I, we looked at each other and thought, we should go sailing. We really should because it took us 8 years to build up. Yeah, and then because you did it on our own ticket, you know, for 8 years. But to now to replace it within a couple of weeks is pretty phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it takes a village to take care of 77 plus owls.
It's crazy with owls because I mean when we started, 15 years later now everybody loves owls. It's a pretty cool adventure we've been on. Yeah.
Amazing. So we wish you every success with the volunteer day this over the week. Weekend, and we hope that the rebuilding goes well. And of course, we look forward to getting our hands stuck in with that additional enclosure. 11 out of 12, and hopefully, we can close the gap within the next kind of week.
Oh, you guys are amazing. Thanks, Benny.
Pleasure, Brendan.
Have a good one, Brendan. Thank you so much.
Take care. Cheers. Bye bye.
Bye.